All right, fellow patriots, welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report, where we, we dive deep into the swamp and see what those creatures are up to.
We make those liberals cry into their soy lattes.
Yeah, you know it. I'm Caleb, and this is Season 2, Episode 8. We're going to expose some shenanigans today.
Buckle up, because DOGE has been busy. They're canceling billions in contracts. We're going to be talking about exposed slush funds.
It's like somebody turned the light on in there. And there, all those cockroaches are scattering.
Yeah, before we get to all the good stuff, though, quick reminder that this show is brought to you by a service-disabled veteran, a true American hero.
So hit that donate button, subscribe, leave us a review, help us keep fighting the good fight.
Okay, let's get down to business. First up, DOGE, they are on a roll, canceling contracts. Just on Friday, they axed 162 non-essential contracts, saving taxpayers $205
million. $205
million.
That's like enough to buy Hunter Biden a whole lot of paint and maybe even a decent laptop.
And that's just the initial savings. These contracts were projected to cost taxpayers an additional $90 million over time.
So we're talking almost $300 million just from cleaning house.
Cleaning house. Yeah, it's like they're allergic to wasteful spending, which is pretty hilarious considering who's been running things for the past few years.
Speaking of hilarious, the EPA... apparently, they found a spare $1.7 billion lying around. They've decided to cut it from their budget.
Yeah, and get this. It's all from eliminating, those DEI and environmental justice initiatives.
Environmental justice. Is that like making sure all the trees have equal representation in the forest?
Something like that. When you dig a little deeper, you find that a lot of this money was going to projects that had very little to do with... actual environmental protection.
Like that $3.2 million grant for a reporting system. It was supposed to collect data on something called Justice 40.
Yeah, Justice 40. It aims to ensure that 40% of the benefits from certain federal investments go to disadvantaged communities. But, the idea might sound noble at first, but this reporting system was basically just a bureaucratic nightmare.
They were spending millions of dollars on a system to track how they were spending billions of dollars.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And, a lot of these disadvantaged communities weren't exactly, shall we say, hurting for cash.
Yeah, I'm sure those beachfront mansions in Malibu are really struggling.
Right. So DOGE saw this, said, hold my beer, and axed it. It saved taxpayers millions of dollars, probably spared a few trees, too.
Okay, this next one is a head-scratcher. We're going up to Alaska. Beautiful scenery, great state, but let's just say their government spending habits are a little fishy.
It's a good one. Get this. The Sitka tribe received a $2.4 million federal grant to buy, wait for it, king crab and salmon.
A free seafood buffet courtesy of Uncle Sam. Sign me up.
Right. But here's the kicker. This wasn't for subsistence fishing or SNIP benefits, which are, important programs. This was a completely separate program, supposedly aimed at promoting food security among tribal members.
Food security. I'm pretty sure king crab legs are, what, like $80 a pound up there? This is more like a luxury seafood feast for the well-connected.
Makes you wonder about their definition of disadvantaged.
Maybe I need to claim some Native American heritage. Suddenly I'm feeling very connected to my Cherokee great-great-grandmother.
While we're on the topic of Alaska, let's not forget about the Anchorage Assembly. This is where things get interesting.
Oh boy. What have they been up to?
Well, over the past 10 years, while Anchorage's population has actually declined, the Assembly, which is controlled by Democrats, has increased their own operating budget by, get this, 234%.
234%? That's not an increase. That's an explosion. Are they mining Bitcoin up there or something?
More like printing money and spending it on themselves. It's like a drunken spending spree with no end in sight.
Someone needs to stage a DOGE intervention. Stat.
And speaking of interventions, let's talk about USA, the agency that's supposed to be about helping people in developing countries.
Yeah, the key word being supposed to, because Secretary of State Marco Rubio just dropped a bomb. He announced the cancellation of 83% of USHOL programs.
83%? That's not a cut. That's practically a demolition.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason... DOGE uncovered widespread waste and contracts that were doing a whole lot of nothing for American interests.
It's like USA became a slush fund for all sorts of shady projects with zero accountability. But luckily, Elon Musk himself decided to take a deep dive into this mess. He did it during an interview with Larry Kudlow.
It was explosive. He explained how USAID was basically funneling billions of dollars to NGOs with little to no oversight. He called it a gigantic fraud loophole.
And of course, the liberal outrage over these cuts has been deafening. But honestly, I think they're more upset about losing their access to easy money than they are about actually helping anyone.
Well, consider this. USAID was funneling millions of dollars to media outlets like Politico, The New York Times, The Associated Press, Reuters, and even the BBC.
Hold on. You're telling me our tax dollars were being used to fund media propaganda?
It certainly raises some eyebrows, doesn't it?
This is insane. It's like they were trying to control the narrative and silence any voices that didn't sing their tune.
Speaking of shady dealings, we have another doozy for you. A startup company with no website and just a P.O. box address somehow managed to snag a $28 million grant from the NIH for, wait for it, vaccine research.
A vaccine company with no website. That's sketchier than Hunter Biden's art collection.
And the company's CFO was a top Biden COVID advisor. So you have to wonder about the lack of transparency surrounding this grant.
It reeks of corruption and cronyism. And I wouldn't be surprised if this was just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, Senator John Kennedy seems to think so. He's claiming that the Biden administration gave Putin a cool $18 billion via the IMF, despite his objections.
Biden giving money to Putin. What alternate dimension are we living in?
It's like they're actively trying to undermine American interests. And of course, the mainstream media is silent on this. No surprise there. They're too busy cashing those USAID checks.
Speaking of questionable characters, let's not forget about our favorite squad member, Reb Ilhan Omar.
Ah, yes. The squad's resident expert on everything except, well, American values.
She's been making headlines recently for her outrage over Rep. Brandon Gill, calling for her deportation. Now, look, I'm not a fan of deportation in general, but the irony here is just too rich.
Here you have Ilhan Omar, the champion of open borders and the defender of illegal immigrants, suddenly up in arms about the potential deportation of a sitting congresswoman.
It's like she's saying, rules for thee, but not for me. The hypocrisy is astounding.
Maybe DOGE should take a peek at Omar's campaign finances. I'm sure they'd find some interesting things there.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. But wait, there's more craziness to unpack. We have a clip of Democrat Rep. Jasmine Crosskit making a truly mind-boggling claim.
Oh, yeah, this one's good.
Hit it.
You know, it's interesting how the Democrats always tout themselves as the party of diversity and inclusion.
Oh, yeah, they love to preach about, tolerance and representation.
Right.
But their version of diversity seems to stop at skin color and sexual orientation.
Exactly. They don't seem to care much for diversity of thought.
No. In fact, they actively try to shut down any opinions that don't fit their narrative.
Yeah. It's like they want everyone to think alike, to march in lockstep with their ideology.
They created this echo chamber where, you know, any dissenting voices are quickly silenced and labeled as problematic or, you know, worse.
It's pretty ironic, isn't it? They claim to be the party of tolerance, yet they're the most intolerant bunch I've ever encountered.
Yeah, their tolerance only extends to those who agree with them. Anyone who dares to question their orthodoxy is immediately demonized and ostracized.
It's like they've forgotten the whole concept of, like, open debate and intellectual discourse.
Yeah, they're so afraid of ideas, so terrified of the truth, that they resort to censorship and character assassination to silence their opponents.
And speaking of hypocrisy, let's not forget their supposed commitment to peace. They love to talk about diplomacy and nonviolence, but their policies often lead to the exact opposite.
Yeah, their weakness on the world stage emboldens our enemies. Their constant appeasement only encourages aggression, and their reckless interventionism just creates chaos and instability around the globe.
Yeah, they talk a big game about peace, but their actions speak much louder.
It's almost as if they're intentionally trying to undermine America's strength and security.
Right.
And then there's our whole shtick about being a party of progress and innovation. They love to paint themselves as the champions of the future, but their policies are actually holding America back.
Yeah, they're clinging to these outdated ideas, they resist technological advancements, and they stifle economic growth with, you know, their burdensome regulations and taxes.
They're stuck in the past, clinging to these failed ideologies that have proven time and again to be disastrous.
And yet they have the audacity to call themselves the party of the future.
It's laughable, really. They're like a broken record, repeating the same tired talking points that have lost all meaning and relevance.
But here's the good news. The American people are waking up. They're starting to see through the Democrats' facade of, empty promises and phony compassion.
They're realizing that there's a better way, a path forward that embraces the future, puts America first, and restores our nation to greatness.
And that's why the Democrats are so terrified of DOGE. They see it as an existential threat to their power and control.
DOGE is exposing their hypocrisy, their incompetence, and their utter contempt for the American people.
It's shining a light on the swamp and revealing the creatures that lurk within.
And the swamp creatures are not happy.
No, they're lashing out trying to discredit DOGE and, you know, anyone associated with it.
But their attacks are only making them look more desperate and out of touch.
The American people aren't buying their lies anymore.
They're seeing the truth for themselves. And the truth is that DOGE is working.
It's saving taxpayers billions of dollars.
It's holding the government accountable.
And it's making America great again.
You know, it's funny how the Democrats used to accuse Republicans of being anti-science.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They would call us, climate change deniers and evolution skeptics.
But when it comes to DOGE, they're the ones who are rejecting the facts. The data is clear. DOGE is making a positive impact, but they refuse to acknowledge it because it doesn't fit their narrative.
They're so blinded by their ideology that they can't even see what's right in front of them.
They're like the proverbial ostrich, burying their heads in the sand and hoping the problem will just go away.
But it's not going away. DOGE is here to stay, and it's only getting stronger.
The American people are rallying behind DOGE and its mission to drain the swamp and restore common sense to government.
The Democrats can try to smear DOGE. They can try to obstruct its progress, but they will ultimately fail.
The truth has a way of prevailing. And the truth is that DOGE is a force for good in American politics.
It's a beacon of hope in a sea of corruption.
It's a reminder that we, the people, still have the power to change our government and hold our elected officials accountable.
And that's why we need your support. This podcast is produced by a service-disabled veteran who believes in DOGE's mission and wants to spread the word.
So hit that donate button, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a review. Every little bit helps us fight the good fight and expose the swamp creatures for what they are.
Together, we can make a difference. Together, we can drain the swamp and make America great again.
All right, we're back for the final stretch of this DOGE-tastic episode.
We've waded through the swamp, exposed some shocking shenanigans, and I think it's safe to say we triggered a few meltdowns on the left.
A few? I think we achieved full-blown system failure over there.
Which, let's be honest, is a little satisfying to watch.
It is, but you know what's even more satisfying? Seeing the positive impact DOGE is having.
Yeah, they're not just cutting waste. They're actually improving how the government works.
Streamlining processes, implementing common sense solutions,
yeah.
Making sure taxpayer dollars are actually being used for their intended purpose.
Remember that whole thing about the Treasury Department?
Oh, yeah, where they discovered they could save over $100 billion a year just by properly coding payments and adding explanations.
It's basic accounting and transparency, something that seems to have been missing from government for a while.
Well, thanks to DOGE and Elon Musk's tech-savvy team, things are changing. They're bringing the government into the 21st century, kicking and screaming if they have to.
Speaking of kicking and screaming, you know who's not happy about all this transparency? Federal employees.
Really?
What's the issue?
Apparently, some of them are finding it frightening to have to actually answer for what they do at work.
You're kidding?
Nope. Having to explain how they spent their day and what they accomplished, it's like they're expecting a participation trophy just for showing up.
It's amazing how entitled some people can be. Maybe they should try working in the private sector for a while. You know, they might learn a thing or two about accountability.
You know, this whole DOGE situation really highlights the difference between the government and the private sector.
How so?
In the private sector, you have to deliver results. You have to be efficient, innovative, and customer focused.
If you're not, you go out of business.
Exactly. But in government, it's often the opposite.
You're rewarded for following the rules, even if the rules are nonsensical.
Incentivized to spend as much money as possible, even if it's wasted.
And you're protected from any real accountability.
DOGE is disrupting that system.
They're demanding results, not excuses.
You're cutting waste, not corners.
And they're making government work for the American people, not the special interests.
This whole episode has been a roller coaster. We've seen examples of outrageous waste, blatant corruption, just plain incompetence.
But we've also seen signs of hope, signs that things can change.
Yeah.
DOGE is proving that even the most entrenched bureaucracy can be reformed.
The swamp can be drained.
The American people can take back their government.
So what's the key takeaway for our listeners today?
Stay informed, stay engaged, and stay involved.
Don't let the swamp creatures win.
And remember, we're all in this together.
And together, we can drain the swamp and restore America to greatness.
That's it for this episode of the Daily DOGE Report.
Thanks for tuning in, and remember, keep your DOGE up.